Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about Appleseed, which was a random choice by yours truly.
Random indeed.
Indeed. But before we dive into that, if you want to help support us, help us grow, and here are some of the pre and post show content that we usually will do with every episode, current and the next couple of episodes excluded for a variety of reasons. If you want to catch part of that, part of those conversations or anything like that, feel free to join us at patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will get you access to bonus content and more. And if you want us to help support us through other means, you can go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com, buy yourself some swanky swag, or you can join us, hang out with us or anything like that. When we do live stream, on twitch.tv/featuredanimepodcast. We give a shout out or let you all know, ping you whenever we do go live on our Discord, and a link for that is in the show notes. And if you want to help support us and buy yourself some nice tasty treats, you can use our affiliate link for Tokyo Treat and use coupon code featured anime to get $5 off that first box. Yes, if you use that affiliate link with coupon code featured anime, you get $5 off that first box and it helps support us. And now onto the meat and potatoes. Appleseed, this one anyways, is an OVA. It came out in April 1988. Producers for it are Bandai Visual, TBS, Movic, just to name a couple. Studio for it is Gainax. It's based off of a manga. The genre is action, sci-fi, mecha, and military. And it ran for just over an hour. It was like an hour and some change. And that's largely it.
Well, I mean, what I would say about this is it's very reminiscent of a buddy cop kind of situation. I wasn't really expecting it to be any kind of good. It really wasn't any kind of good, to be perfectly honest. But it's what you would expect. It's what you would expect in...
It's what you'd expect in a buddy cop movie, in all honesty. I mean, like, it is 100% just that. Like, there is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It is purely a buddy cop, futuristic, cyberpunk style movie. And they do kind of go into a background theme for it. They kind of like give you some information and let you know, like, hey, this is what's going on. And this is like the world's desolate outside. People aren't surviving as much or anything like that. And then you find out, oh, there's like these bio droids and everything like that are happening. And then you have people that are also like mostly cybernetics or largely cybernetic and everything else kind of going along with it. And so you're kind of just like, all right, so this is a futuristic society. You have people that are robots-esque cyborgs, you could say, real.
Yeah,
and then you have others that are kind of born as a robot, made.
Grown. I would say.
Okay.
Like one of our primary characters that made it seem like they were more important than they actually were. And what I mean by that is this character, I forget what her name is.
Which one?
The bio girl. The one that they're like, oh, you could just kill and remake her. We can make plenty of her. Hitomi or something like that?
Hitomi. Yes, Hitomi. Yes.
Hitomi, yeah.
Yes.
So basically what happens is she's described and portrayed as this beauty that is second to none, that captivates two or three of our characters, who's a good friend, who's a good this, who's a good that. And you're like, okay, she's physically attractive, physically capable, strong. part robot.
I wouldn't say strong or anything like that. She's definitely, I wouldn't say strong. And it's not that they particularly care about her, like, or in love with her or anything like that. They feel indebted to her. And like pretty early on in the beginning, it starts off, you have one of the main characters, Callan, I believe is his name. You see his wife dive off the apartment building to her death. You don't see the actual event other than her just diving out of the window. But Hitomi goes around and actually saves people out in the wastelands or in the lands everywhere, and then brings them back for rehabilitation and rebuilding. And so I guess that's why some of them are kind of like cybernetics robots type thing. Mm-hmm. And some of them are not.
Well, I thought it was an economic thing because it seemed like one of our main characters, I thought this guy was pure robot, just flat out. He's got a robot head, robot ears, robot arms, but apparently can get shot in the knee and bleed out of his knee.
And blood he eats.
Or grease, I'm not quite sure. And in his stomach.
Well, he also eats, too. Don't forget. Yeah,
he also eats somehow.
He has a little mouth.
Yeah, but he's... Hey. Look. It looks like you can purchase upgrades, for lack of a better way to put it. And these upgrades do not affect your personality, your psyche, have nothing to alter in any way, shape, or form who you are. So there's never a question of, if I become too much of a machine, am I still me? Because they never got rid of the me part during the upgrades, somehow. And it was unique. It was very unique. The two main characters played off each other's strengths, weaknesses. It was slightly funny. Of course, you had an overarching bad guy who was way over the top, and you had a boss who did nothing but yell. You know what it reminded me of? Arnold Schwarzenegger was in a film. I think the Next Great American Hero or something like that. Next Great Action Hero. Where
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, where basically this kid had a ticket that can go into any movie and bring people out of any movie. And in Arnold's movie, his boss just yelled at him constantly, and that was his character, just straight up yelling all the time, aggressive and always upset, never happy. That was this lady boss.
Yeah,
very stereotypical, and of the position, not necessarily of the person.
Right.
And I watched it two times. I watched it dubbed both times, and it didn't help. But the second time, it actually did help, because I was watching it and I was like, this is a worse version of Sin, and Sin was bad, but it knew it was bad.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing, right? This just seems like they just had bad writing all around, and it did not help the situation at all. Also, you just had them constantly just seemed like every other word out of their mouth was them just cursing, dropping F bombs left and right. F this, F that, F this, F this, F and F, F with the F, 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 and F this. It's like, even if it didn't make sense to have it in there, they would just shoehorn it in there like as hard as they possibly could. They would be like, yes, let's put that in there.
And yeah,
it's like, but this has no, what? Like, who talks like that?
It didn't add anything except syllables.
You know what? I'll tell you this right now. When it was happening, it made me think of that SpongeBob episode. It's what is it? Language enhancers. Oh, maybe their lips were tingling from it. That's why they kept dropping the F-bombs. They were just cursing left and right. It's like, oh, sweet baby Jesus. What is going on here? The language. This really wasn't that great of a, I mean, like, it wasn't a great movie. It was pretty bad. The animation. I mean, like, okay, you think 88. Oh, the anime, you can't judge it too harshly, man. It's from 1988. I mean, like, also in 1988, you had Akira come out. So I rightfully so can judge it as hard as I want to be.
Here, no, you can't. You can't.
Yes.
And here's why you can't.
Why?
Akira was genre changing. it was, unless Akira came out like in the early year and people were cross-referencing and stuff like that, but Akira changed animation. You can't tell me it didn't. It changed storytelling. It changed the scape. Akira is a classic.
It is.
If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. Hat Labor
came out before this. Gundams even came out before this, and it was better than this. So I totally can.
I can't really say anything.
Okay, so let me just
you could use other examples, but Akira was revolutionary in its thing.
So,
but yeah, Gundam definitely better than this. Again, they didn't have a really good storyline. They didn't really pay too many animators, I don't think. Let's see.
Maybe?
Like they could have. They could have changed two or three things and make everything fit. But again, my first watch, I was not happy with it at all. The second watch made me realize it was, again, like I told you before, a buddy cop movie. The ending was super ambiguous. There was no good feeling out of it like you would normally have out of an, like, ah, oh, I'm glad I did that. No. It was just another day, another problem, another day, another this.
Yeah. Well, I feel like
this crime on to the next.
Right. I feel like it leaned way too heavily into it. Right. We leaned really, really heavy into it. Right. That whole buddy cop thing mentality. And then on top of that, you were kind of given a direction as to what they were doing. But when they went and did the stuff, it still didn't make sense.
Right? Yeah. Well, I mean, again, it. If you were to take Kindergarten Cop, let's say, and animate it, you would have a very similar premise to this. You'd have not premise, but very similar result to this. It doesn't make sense without charismatic actors, without intriguing writing. It doesn't. This. It didn't give you any lasting feelings that you're happy you watched it. And a lot of the driving forces are very foreign. Like they had some really awesome ideas. Like there was a cop who turned bad. Callan, I think his name was.
Callan.
Okay. So Callan turned bad because he thought for some weird reason, for reasons unknown of the specifics, he turned bad and went on a terrorist organization because he felt that the city was too high tech and that if it goes high tech completely, people will become obsolete, they'll become lazy, and they'll become controlled pets more than anything else. And I'm like, okay, cool. That's a great storyline. That's a great plot point. Well, no, now they did a whole bunch of other stuff that turned out to be inconsequential in the grander scheme of things. They did like A, B, C, D, and E, and the movie would not have changed if they didn't do A, B, C, D. If they just went from A to E, the movie would not change. No death happened that wouldn't have happened anyway.
Right.
No catastrophe happened. It's like the Indiana Jones thing. If Indiana Jones wasn't there, nothing would change in the movie. So,
like, so it's plot driver. I mean, honestly, that's all it was. Two, he was.
I would like to point out, I'm a huge fan of Indiana Jones. I love watching this. I'll watch him 100 times over. But anyway, off topic, I know. But here, it didn't really seem like there were any consequences to anybody's actions.
Because there wasn't. Here's the other thing that I had a problem with, right? They, aside from the fact that no one had any consequences, you had during like their montage scene or whatever it was, like, I get it. She was trying to be, you know, a tough cop, whatever type thing for Duanan, I think is her name. The main girl. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Like she sticks her finger at all the guys. She just starts yelling out, bang, 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 bang. And they start running away. It's like, what the heck is that supposed to do with anything? And number one, number two, they're going running around in their normal clothes, flashing a badge everywhere they're going. I mean, like if they're, and then they run into another cop that's also flashing a badge against them. It's like, at what point, why did you just like, were they just going up to like random people pulling their gun and their badge out and be like, yo, And was that cop doing the exact same thing, just randomly going up to people and be like, yo?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. Because, again, it goes back to the comedies. This would have been a great comedy, a horrible drama, but a great comedy. Because you look at any of the Eddie Murphy stuff where he just flashes a bag flashes a badge real fast and then closes it back up so you couldn't really read it, but you kind of sort of understood. You're like, oh, okay, you're a cop. Yeah, let's go with that. And no one ever questions anything about if they're a cop or not. Just, oh, yeah, you have some flashy metal that I can't read, so you're obviously someone of authority. Well, let me do exactly what you need me to do. And
it's not even that. It's not even that, right? They weren't just like flashing it quickly and then hiding it. No, they were holding it up as plain as day for the longest time with the gun right there next to it too, staring at him. You know? So it's not like they flashed it real quick. It's like, hey, talk to me. It's like they're like running up, they're like, hey sir, hang on, pull out their badge. Here's my badge. Running up, pulling out the gun. Okay. Say geez. Now tell me everything you know.
Yeah. So, one or the other. Be a good cop or pull your gun out and be like, stop, in the name of love.
I think that's partially what they did. They said, stop. In the name of love. Well, here's the other thing, right? Okay. So you have a Mr. Cyborg that's can eat and drink and everything like that. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming he has to expend the nutrients that are going into his body right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Somehow, some way, aside from the miraculous fleshy metal skin that he has.
And let's not forget that he has a built-in filter for any poisonous gases.
Yep. Because when I'm a cybernetics robot and I see that there's a robot in there or a cyborg in there and it's you know being gassed, I'm going to naturally assume he will be knocked out and act totally surprised at the fact that my sleeping gas didn't work.
Not just that on a
cyborg.
Not just that. The cyborg who was being piloted by the robot that was being piloted again by, I want to say Karen, but it's not the
Callan.
Yeah. You work with the dude. You know,
he's not going to be taken out by that, but hey, you know what? I mean, like he's not the sharpest tool in the shed.
It's an oversight.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're not even talking about the bad guy, the baddest dude who has the arguably most aggressive and coolest suit in the world. They've got basically these battle mechs that they're able to put on. And for some reason, only one person has thought, oh, if I take off the armor, I'll be so light, I can dodge. And their very slow mechanical aiming won't be able to catch me.
To be fair, right? He said it goes against regulation and you have to hope they don't have armor piercing rounds. And that's why they have the added metal on there to make it right. So that's why he paid him cash money under the table. So he could be lighter and move faster. However, it apparently wasn't good enough because Cyborg Rabbit and his girlfriend were able to run and catch up to him regardless.
Yeah.
Even without a modified mech that makes it lighter with lower armor, they were able to outrun and jump over and past the guy while he was sliding for home base.
Yeah, I was gonna say, not only were they able to catch up, they caught up. Like if you're in a helicopter view, right, and you see a high speed chase, and now imagine that there are two cars in the high speed chase. One car is going the speed limit, the other one's going 100. The guy, the Callan is going the speed limit, and they're the people chasing him are going 100 miles an hour. They caught up so fast, it didn't have to refresh the frame. Like, it didn't have to skip scenes when they're caught up. They caught up in the course of like 20 yards.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the?
Well, here's the other thing, right? Well, why the big head honcho lady or whatever, right? She has a big issue or problem. It's like they're cops. She knows she sent them basically on this thing to go and catch or find what's happening. Right. She knows mm-hmm. that they're there. She knows mm-hmm. that she sent them out to do a very particular thing, unless I'm misunderstood mm-hmm. on why no, they decided.
You're not wrong.
Okay. The police or her privatized police force then see them and arrest them while they're trying to protect the person that that she wanted them to protect.
Yep.
And arrest them. And they're like, well, you were the ones that were trying to capture her, this or that. It's like, really? I mean, really? You
prevented us. Yeah.
Really?
Because again, according to the boss lady, Hitomi is just a flesh bag password, for lack of a better way to put it. She is a password to get into the city to either shut it down or start it up or change stuff and be an administrator. Somehow, some way, they thought it was a good idea to put a biometric code in an organic being who's got their own ideas and stuff like that, and could be kidnapped or killed, or you know, I gotta put, why didn't they just like, you know, cut her or like take a piece of her? Because they just needed the DNA to activate the last console.
Well, here's the thing, right? She has to be alive.
Okay. Bring some skin.
Alive. Like alive, alive.
Oh.
Because the question was like it, or not the question, like the woman said, it would have been better if she was killed. They wouldn't have gotten the password then. Why her being alive and dead and it being in her DNA matters? I mean, like it could be tied to her vitality or her system running, I guess. I don't know. But that's why. That's what I'm going with. We were told.
We were told and not shown.
Yeah, we were told and not shown.
Which happened a lot here.
It very, very much. I mean, like, I don't know. There's just so much wrong with this.
It had potential. It could have been funny if they made it. But they tried to make it funny. They tried to make it entertaining. They tried to make, well, usually goes hand in hand. They tried to make it dramatic, which doesn't usually go well with funny. They tried to make it suspenseful, which really doesn't go well with funny. They tried to make it.
They tried to do too much and they failed on every account. The only
they overreached
hard. What's weird is they made their mechs look like gorillas. Like why? Like what's the purpose of making the mechs look like gorillas?
Yeah, I don't. What's the point of making the mechs gorillas? I don't know. What's the point of hitting Mr. Robot in the face to try to knock him out? He's a freaking robot.
Hey, he got knocked out though for a couple of seconds. So obviously the brain that's still in there got rattled around and that's what happened. All right.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, obviously. He still has a brain, and when he got punched in the head and his brain got knocked around left and right, it knocked him out. Obviously. I mean,
you would think you'd be able to make better insulating properties in your brain if you were to upgrade your whole head.
I understand what you're saying, sir. I reject your reality and substitute my own. And just know that when a robot overlords take over, they will hear how I am very positive of them and how right they do everything.
Mm-hmm. 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 And to the overlords, I say that you are 100% correct. I couldn't agree more. Indeed. To everybody else, I go, no. Oh, goodness.
I don't know, man.
Watch this. It's pulled up like in 100 years. And they're like, they believed. Beep, beep, beep. Oh, man.
All right. Honestly, I know this isn't going to be a long one, but the movie wasn't that long. It was very shallow in substance. I don't have too much more I could really dig in on this, man. How about you?
I'm unfortunately about the same.
All right. In that case, sir, how about we do a rating?
That seems like the next logical step.
All right, then. On a scale of up to 10, sir, how would you rate this?
3. Oh. Straight up 3.
Okay.
I don't recommend it. It's better than Glasslip. Not by much. The only reason it's not a two is on that my second viewing, which I shouldn't have had, it clicked that this is an old style buddy cop movie. It should have been humorous instead of what it was.
Okay. So. All right.
And you?
I'm going to give it a two. Animation. Yeah, I'm going to give it a two. Animation wasn't that great. Artwork in general for it wasn't that great. The dialogue was poorly done. The flavor text that they added to everything, you know, the language enhancers that they chose to use every other word did not work well. The plot holes that were in it, the plot armor, the plot robots, the plot everything, the plot DNA just like was kind of ridiculous. And then partway through, they decided to take on an insect style type theme thing going
the
on.
The locust?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, like, I don't know, man. There was a lot of issues, a lot of problems with it. So two for me, three for you, two for me. And
I was being nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I was being nice.
You were.
Oh man.
All right. Next week we are going to be watching Robot Carnival. It's a movie and that's it. That's all we got, man.
Fair enough.
All right. Well, if I understand this is a short episode, but, you know, for a variety of reasons, if you ever joined us on live streams or listened to the pre and post shows, you will understand why. If you feel like we got something right, something wrong, did it too much justice, which I'm not sure how, didn't give it enough justice, please let us know. All our contact information and everything like that for you is in the show notes. You can also go to featuredanimepodcast.com. And all our information and everything like that is available on there. If you want to get yourself some nice, delicious treats, you can go to our affiliate link for Tokyo Treat and use coupon code featured anime, get $5 off that first box. And trust me, the treats are worth it. And it is sakura season out there in Japan. And so they have some wonderful, delicious, tasty sakura style treats for you. And if you want to buy yourself some Swinky swag, help support us like that, you could go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com. And of course, you can also go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will gain you access to some bonus content. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick. And we'll see you next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.